Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha De Satarine. During the day today, here in America, we observed Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja ceremony. Could you take the microphone and hold it so he doesn't have to do it? That one. And now it's your morning, 7 a.m., and you're just beginning to observe Vyasa Puja. So I thought we would do three things. I'll read my Vyasa Puja offering, and then I'll narrate some Prabhupada pastime stories and instructions, and then we'll see if there's some discussion.
首先我来阅读一下我献给Srila Prabhupada的Vyasa Puja导文，然后再讲述一些关于Srila Prabhupada的消时光故事和训示。
Now, Surabhi already has a copy of my Vyasa Puja offering and the whole Vyasa Puja book, so I was thinking just to read a paragraph at a time, and then she can translate a paragraph at a time. How does that sound, Surabhi?
Yes, Guru Maharaj. I already translated into Chinese.
Do I need to read it in English or you just read it in Chinese?
Yeah, it's better you read in English.
Okay. So paragraph at a time, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshunan Miditam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyacha Desatarine Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangam Loglagayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatadanam. My dear and most respected spiritual master and eternal father, please accept my most humble and respectful obeisances in the dust of your most merciful lotus feet. All glories to you, Srila Prabhupada.
我亲爱的最德高望重的灵性导师和永恒的父亲, 请接收我向您最仁慈的莲花足下的尘土，致以最卑微、最前进的顶拜，一切荣耀归于您，Srila Prabhupada。In
this age of abundant darkness, can anyone estimate how expansive and how vital is the role that your divine grace continues to play and manifests in the lives of sincere seekers of truth? Is there a limit?
在这个一望无际的黑暗年代里，有谁能估量出圣恩您多么广泛地继续展示在真诚寻求真理者的生命之中，并在他们的生命中扮演着多么重要的角色？
Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj provided all his followers with the Sri Sri Vishva Vaishnava Raja Sabha, conventionally known as the Gaudiya Mission, you as a recipient of immeasurable Kripa Shakti during your lifetime manifested around the globe, that very blueprint received from your Guru Maharaj, namely an actual worldwide spiritual organizational structure giving shape and life to the Bhagavata vision expressed by Narada Muni to Vyasa, the vision of a revolution in the impious lives of those captured by the distractions of this age of Kali.
Shri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj 为他所有的追随者们提供了 Shri Shri Vishva Vaishnava Raja Sabha 传统上所称的 Gaudiya 使命团。您作为不可测度的 Krishna Shakti 的接收者，倾其毕生在全世界展示着您从您的 Guru Maharaj 那里获得的宏伟蓝图，那就是一个名副其实的全球性的灵性组织，塑造 Narada Muni 传递给 Vyasa 的 Bhagavata 愿景，即在那些被这个卡利年代的纷争所俘获的人的生命中发起一场革命的愿景，并使其生机勃发。
After Vyasadeva received Narada Muni's order to refine the Bhagavata vision, which he had previously composed in a synopsis form, Vyasa compiled the current form of Srimad Bhagavatam according to that order.
在 Vyasadeva 得到 Narada 训示他完善他先前以概要的形式撰写 Bhagavata 愿景的命令之后， Vyasa 依言而行，编撰了目前的这部圣典国家瓦坛。
Krishna himself in the mood of his own devotee appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with his followers continued carrying forward that precise vision. Yet it was you who factually manifested the vision within this entire world in an unprecedented fashion and within such a short period of time never before seen in the history of religion.
Krishna 以他自身奉献者的心境协同他的追随者们前来显现为 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu继续推动那明确的愿景。然而正是您以史无前例的方式并在如此短的时间内实际地将这愿景展示在整个世界里，这在宗教历史上是见所未见的。
I would like to cite three profound examplesof this profound mercy, which continues to impact the world today. Your Bhaktivedanta purports, the Vrindavan temple, and currently in your having given such prominence to the development of the temple of Vedic planetarium.
关于这至今仍在继续影响着当今世界的深邃仁慈，我想讲述这三个深刻的例子，您的 Bhaktivedanta 要旨、Vrindavan 神庙和如今仍按照您所强调的正在建造成型的伟达天文馆神庙。
You wrote to a disciple on 18th November 1972, quote, these books and magazines are our most important propaganda weapons to defeat the ignorance of Maya's army. And the more we produce such literature and sell them profusely all over the world, the more we shall deliver the world from the suicide course.
您在1972年12月18日 给一位门徒的回信中写道，这些书籍和杂志都是我们用来击败玛雅的愚昧大军最重要的宣传武器。这些文献，我们生产的越多，并在全世界派发的越多，我们就会越来越多的人从自杀的进程中拯救出来。
In Vrindavan, streams of pilgrims come to the Holy Dham from all over the world. Daily, these international spiritual seekers pour through the Krishna Balaram temple, receiving the holy name and the mercy of the deities you personally installed at great sacrifice.
在 Vrindavan, 来自世界各地的朝圣者络绎不绝地抵达圣地。 每天，这些来自五湖四海的灵性探索者涌流到 Krishna Balarama 神庙，去接受圣名，去接受您经过巨大牺牲亲自设立的神像的仁慈。Recent
developments in Mayapur regarding the near completion of some portions of the TOVP are yet another display of your current influence in spiritualizing the entire world. Ambarish Prabhu shared with me that he had no expectation that this project would have moved so swiftly to its present stage of development. This is all due to your empowerment, your imparting Shakti to many of your sincere followers to carry out your mission.
在玛雅普近来的发展中 TOVP 的一部分即将竣工，这也是您如今影响整个世界使其灵性化的另一个展示。Ambarisha Prabhu 曾跟我分享说，他没有想到这项工程会如此迅速地进展到目前的阶段，这一切
Recalling all these achievements, I find myself asking another question, in addition to the one raised at the beginning of this offering. How many souls are actually searching for the truth? Out of those who may be capable of attaining siddhi or perfection, the Bhagavad Gita teaches that very few truly are even interested or capable of approaching the personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that this age of Kali is so bad that the rare sincere seeker is commonly misled. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote an entire book explicitly dedicated to guiding those who are searching for truth. Faithfully, following in his footsteps, you most liberally gave the entire world the same wisdom and more, the opportunity to receive the fullness of Krishna's mercy through his most rare devotional service, leading to Vraja Prema and all that is included.
回顾所有这些成就时，我情不自禁地在询问，除了这篇导文一开始提到的一个问题之外的另一个问题：有多少灵魂在实际地寻求真理呢？薄伽梵歌教导我们，在那些可能有能力到达CD或完美的人中， 只有寥寥无几的人真的性质于或能够接近人格守神。圣典薄伽瓦坛阐明，这个卡利年代糟糕透顶，唯有少数真诚的探索者 不像普通大众那样受到误导。Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 写了一整部书，旨在明确地致力于指导那些寻求真理的人，您满怀信心地追随他的步伐，最慷慨地给了整个世界同样的智慧，甚至更多。通过为 Krishna 从事那引人到达 Braja Prema 境界的最罕有的包罗万象的奉爱服务，去获得 Krishna 的全部仁慈的机会。
With profound awe, I express my deepest gratitude for having been one such soul whose fortune of life was to come in contact with you and receive the seed of Braja Bhakti.
我怀着深深的敬意，表达我最深切的感激，感恩您让这颗灵魂幸运地接触到您，从而得到 Braja Bhakti 的种子。
That you successfully gave this most valuable gift to the entire world proves that you are empowered with Krishna Shakti, which you combined with your indomitable determination. Was there opposition? Were there obstacles, setbacks, challenges?Forces of Kali of so many varieties presented themselves before you, which you had to contend with, despite your being Krishna's empowered and protected instrument, dedicated exclusively to manifesting the unadulterated form of the Bhagavat vision within this world. Did that deter your determination? Not in the slightest.
您成功地把这最宝贵的礼物给予全世界，这正是您被赋予了 Krishna Shakti 和您不屈不挠的巨大决心的见证。有人反对过吗？有过阻碍吗？经历过挫折吗？面临过巨大的挑战吗？虽然您身为 Krishna 的授权代表和受保护的工具，一心一意地献身于以一种至纯至粹的形式向世人呈现 Bhagavata 愿景，但您不得不与展示在您面前的各种卡利力量相拼搏，这阻挡过您的决心吗？丝毫没有。
Most of us who are striving to assist youIn furthering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission are far less than perfect. We make mistakes. Our determination does not come close to matching yours. Yet, despite all our shortcomings, unflinchingly our faith rests in you and the most munificent Lord Chaitanya whom you are serving.
我们正在努力协助您深入发展 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的使命。当我们大多数人远未到达完美的境界，我们犯下错误，我们的决心比不上您所具有的决心。然而，尽管我们有所有这些不足，但我们坚定不移地将信心寄托在您身上。寄托在您所服务的最慷慨仁慈的主 Chaitanya 的身上。
Kindly accept me despite my error-filled attempts to assist and serve you favorably. Pleasing you is my life and soul, the real meaning and the value of my life.
请仁慈地接受我，虽然我在协助您并顺意地服务您的各种努力中错误百出，取悦您是我的生命与灵魂，取悦您是我生命的真正意义与珍宝。
I am at your feet, begging for your continued mercy. Please keep me forever and ever engaged in your service. Your humble servant, Romapada Swami.
在您的足下，我祈求您继续施予我仁慈，请让我永远永远地服务于您。您卑微的仆人 ，Romapada Swami。
So during the day, likely in your own gatherings, you'll have your opportunity to express your own offerings to Prabhupada.
那么在你们白天的时候，你们肯定也会同样的向释迦牟尼佛德去敬献你们各自献上的祷文。
I think the next thing that would be nice to do is just to describe some of the teachings and some stories of Prabhupada that everybody likes to hear.
我想呢，下一步就是来去讲述去了帕帕德的一些消时光和故事，你们大家都非常热衷于去聆听的。
In the final days of Srila Prabhupada's life,
在释迦牟尼佛的最后的日子当中，
the arrangement for letters to Prabhupada to be answered was that the letters would be read to Prabhupada, he would explain how to answer the letter to his secretary, and the secretary would send the reply.
在释迦牟尼佛的最后的日子当中，释迦牟尼佛有他的奉献者和追随者写给释迦牟尼佛的信件，释迦牟尼佛向他的这些贴身的秘书仆人们解释如何去一一的回复这些信件，
One of those,
并且通过他们去回复这些信件。
One of those letters was in 1977 in Vrindavan, July.
其中有一封回信呢，是在1977年7月在 Vrindavan 回复的。
You can think that this was maybe 5 months, 4 to 5 months before Srila Prabhupada left this world. That's the historical context.
可以说这是那个时候是一个历史意义具有历史意义的一个背景，离他隐迹的日子大概是五个月之前。
There was a devotee in Australia named Prana Das. He's still very active in ISKCON today.
当时有一位门徒叫 Prana Das，至今仍然活跃在 ISKCON 当中从事着服务。
Prana had written to Srila Prabhupada with permission to take the transcribed lectures and room conversations and morning walks, put it in some organized fashion and make publications available to the devotee public.
Prana 他写信询问释迦牟尼佛征得他的允许，去将释迦牟尼佛的信件、室内的谈话还有清晨的对话全都记录成文字的形式，并且予以以恰当的方式予以出版，去提供给奉献者阅读。
For that period of time, for that month, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was Prabhupada's secretary and he wrote the letter back.
在那个月的时候，就 那段时间期间 Tamal Krishna Goswami 是释迦牟尼佛德的秘书，是由他执笔来回复了这封回信。
The essence of Prabhupada's reply was why do that?
是通过 Tamal Krishna Goswami 释迦牟尼佛德回复了这封信。释迦牟尼佛德在信中 回复的精髓部分是为什么去这样做，提供这些。
He considered it a distraction or an endeavor that wasn't really necessary. He, Prabhupada considered, I'll just read. My books are sufficient.
这个帕帕德这样回答道，我的书籍足够了。
Let all my disciples read my books.
让我所有的门徒们阅读我的书籍。
Your suggestion is an overburden. It will mean too many readings.
你的这个提议吧，是负担过重。
Let them read.
太多东西要去阅读。
Let them read whatever is there and digest it.
无论现在有什么样的书籍，让他们去阅读这些书籍，并且消化掉。
Everything I have wanted to say, I have said in my books.
我想要说的一切全都在我的书中了。
This suggestion of yours will only be superfluous.
你的这种提议，是这种比较表面的、肤浅的。
Tell him to concentrate on reading my books.
告诉他去完全的专注去阅读我的书籍。
Not on studying such transcriptions.
不要去研究这些转换成文字，把这些信件都转化成文字，在这件事情上。
Does he think he will find something else in these transcriptions that are not in my books? Does he think he will find something else in these transcriptions that are not in my books?
难道他想要在我的书籍以外的难道他想要去找到不存在于我书籍当中的那些文字吗？文字记录吗？
And then Tamal Krishnamurti gives his own remarks.
然后 Tamal Krishnamurti Goswami 签了名。
He said, you've been blessed by Prabhupada to get a very clear and explicit instruction.
他说到了，你得到了施帕帕德非常非常清楚明了的训示。
Actually, you should know that Prabhupada's books are better than his speeches.
你要知道，施特帕帕德的书籍比这些演讲要好得多。
This is because he concentrates tremendously and chooses each word when he writes these books.
因为当施特帕帕德写专注这些书籍的时候，他如此的专注，呕心沥血，在每一个词的用法上都倾注了自己的专注。
This is not my opinion, but he himself said this to me.
这不是我的意见，这是施特帕帕德告诉我的。
We who are accustomed to hearing Prabhupada speak in English or again read transcriptions of things that he spoke in classes or morning walks or room conversations, he often said, please read my books.
我们经常在聆听施特帕帕德的讲课当中，施特帕帕德的室内对话和施特帕帕德的清晨的散步当中，还有施特帕帕德的所有这些讲述的文字记载当中，都可以聆听到施特帕帕德经常说，请阅读我的书籍。
And since his books are the strongest authority, we can see what he writes in his books about reading his books.
所以我们想一想，他的书籍是最有力量、最具权威的， 就能够想到释迦帕帕德在书籍当中所证住的一切。
In Chinese, you have first canto Srimad Bhagavatam available.
在中国，我们有《圣典博伽瓦坛》第一篇，已经翻译成中文。
So later you can go look Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 12, and find in writing Srila Prabhupada saying the same thing.
那么在课后，你们可以去看一看《圣典博伽瓦坛》第一篇第二章第
12.
Yeah. 那么你们课后可以去阅读《圣典博伽瓦坛》第一篇第二章第十二师节。在这个师节的当中，释迦帕帕德讲述了相同的内容。
In the final paragraph, he speaks of the sincere devotee. So that's what we're trying to become, is sincere devotees.
释迦帕帕德在这个最后一句话当中说到了真诚的奉献者，我们努力的成为真诚的奉献者。
And he recommends carefully studying and hearing the messages of the Vedas provided by him.
并且他忠告我们每一个人都应该认真的去研习他的经，研习他的著作，他的书籍，去研习他的这个维丹塔要旨。
Without hearing and following the instructions of these devotional literatures, the show of devotional service becomes worthless, and therefore a sort of disturbance on the path of devotional service.
如果不聆听不追随经典中的教导，表演性的做奉爱服务是毫无价值的，并且成为奉爱道路上的一种打扰。
There's more, but the message I want to share is in Prabhupada's books as well as in other sources, he wants us to read his books.
那么要说的有很多，我在此强调的是，释迦帕帕帕德一再的去强调阅读他的书籍和其他的这个书籍。
The goal
阅读他的，专注的去阅读他的书籍。
The goal that he wanted to provide us with is very high.
他给我们提供的生命的目标是非常崇高的。
And we're not very high, we're very low.
我们没有那么崇高，我们是处在低的层面上。
And he knew that. We're not very high, we're very low. He knew his audience.
他知道这些读者听众处在什么样的界当中。不是那么崇高，我们不是那么崇高，我们处在这种低微的境界当中。
But he had great faith in the process of hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, the holy name, through spiritual sound vibration. It's very powerful, and that's where his faith went.
但是释迦帕帕帕德他对像《博伽梵歌》《圣典博伽瓦坛》这样超然的音证充满了信心。
And it was very effective.
而且去聆听这些超然的音证是非常的有效的，有效的。
We're not the best of students. We're a little rough and ragged.